the Wallaces welcome the Beavers family for their biennial family reunion for 2014. Now, a little about our fair city. Detroit is a dynamic, diverse city with an intriguing history. It's a place of people and places, trends and events, world-changing inventions and groundbreaking music. Long known as the automobile capital of the world, Detroit is also famous for its distinctive Motown music sound from the 1960s. Detroit is home to a rich mix of people from various ethnic backgrounds, including citizens of Italian, English, German, Polish, Irish, Mexican, Middle Eastern, African, and Greek descent. Today, the city is comprised primarily of African Americans, Hispanics, and Arab Americans. That racial diversity is reflected in areas such as Greektown, Mexican Town, and Asian Village. Detroit played a key role in the industrialization of America throughout the 20th century and is ready to transform itself as technologies develop into the 21st century. So how did Detroit become the Motor City? The historical facts show it's mainly due to the influence of a farmer's son named Henry Ford. In 1896, Ford built his first car in Detroit. Not entirely an earth-shaking event since the automobile had already been around for a while. It was the method of building cars that he would later devise, the moving assembly line, that put the world on wheels. Detroit is the home of many prominent people, celebrities like Francis Ford Coppola, director of the movie The Godfather, Madonna, Aretha Franklin, and many, many others. Sports figures like Sugar Ray Robinson and hometown great Joe Louis. Also, Pittsburgh Steelers favorite Jerome Bettis hails from the city. In fact, Jerome played his last game in the 2005 Super Bowl in Detroit. During the early part of the 20th century, dozens of companies emerged and committed to finding success in the thriving, exciting industrial setting known as Detroit. Ironically, Berry Gordy Jr., a former auto worker, paved the way for Detroit's other famous 20th century contribution, known as Motown. Taking advantage of an $800 family loan, Mr. Gordy introduced the world to the Motown sound. Detroit currently has its financial troubles. It is down, but it is not out.